Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. Okay, it's been a while since we've done the show, so I think we introduced ourselves at this point. So let me see if DC is on, so she can introduce herself.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, everyone. Happy Sunday. And Barbara, it's the last weekend of the summer.
Oh, my.
And you know what? Before I came on, I had a song playing in my head, and I think it was from your brother, Melvin. And he was playing Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. And he's so happy to have you back on the air.
Good.
So he's joining us with, you know, we have an entourage of divine, and with Joan Rivers is in here too, not so divine, fans that have been waiting to have you back. So everyone, a little bit about me. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an empath, as well as being an animal communicator, a seer, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, a divine life coach, a spiritual soul healer, and a couple other things. But the really cool thing is how I acquired some of my education. Some of my education was achieved by attending schools of higher learning. And in my case, it's probably not what you're thinking. I went to heaven several times, and I acquired some of the knowledge that I have presently, and I acquired that knowledge to help others. And you've heard the saying, if you snooze, you lose. Well, that definitely wasn't, you know, my case. Every time I snooze, I got more information. I do channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters and Angels, as well as my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It's a long story. But the really amazing thing is Joan has left the door open, and those on the other side, they walk through that space continually. And in doing so, it gives me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. And it provides me with the ability to relate and to work with clients that are worldwide, as well as our beautiful, you know, radio audience that call in. And I just feel like I every time I say this and I think about it, I feel like I'm opening a Christmas present, because this journey was not something that I chose for myself. And I couldn't even imagine doing this. So every time I'm on air, I get a little bit extra sentimental, because I'm so blessed to be here to connect with all of you. Barbara?
And I am the divinely appointed, anointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I can't remember. I remember it all that, and it just came right back out. I am a soul contract rewriter, an energy upcycling practitioner, a dear innate practitioner, a work in progress is what I am, because I am always evolving, always becoming. And I am now working to achieve that oneness, that state of oneness where everything is absolutely bliss all the time. And it sounds kind of far-fetched and like, you know, that kind of woo-woo new agey stuff. But it is actually a place that we can achieve. And so that's what I'm working towards at this time. I'm always working towards something. And so I'm always receiving divine inspiration to show me what steps will work best for me and what I'm working on in my life. And I hope other people do the same. So it's an amazing, amazing journey, and I'm always changing, and I love that. And over the last, what is it, like 6 weeks since we've done a show, maybe longer than that, I don't know. It's been a very intense part of my journey. So I'm not sure who to say I am now, because I'm not who I was, and I'm becoming. So I guess that's all I'll say about me. You can learn more about me about who I used to be, by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. There's lots of information there, and there'll be lots more eventually. Okay, that is it about us. Are you ready now, DC, to take callers?
Yes.
Okay. And our first caller is from area code 951. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Nathaniel calling in.
How
are you?
Hello, Nathaniel. How are you, hon?
Oh, great.
That's awesome. So what's on your mind tonight, Nathaniel?
Well, I wanted to see what the spirit was saying.
Okay. Well, you know what? The first thing that I saw, as Barbara was talking, and I didn't know who it was for, I saw Lakshmi, and she's the goddess of abundance. Did you know that, Nathaniel?
Yes.
Okay, so she came in, and then the angels added to the message, and they're here to tell you that, you know, abundance on all levels is your birthright, Nathaniel. Okay? Just open your arms and allow the angels to connect you with the infinite flow of abundance and prosperity. And Ginger's saying, open them wide, Nathaniel, because there's a vault up in heaven. And Ginger's watching as the angels are letting this abundance flow down upon you. Okay?
Okay.
And so I'm getting that, you know, you have a beautiful angel that's, you know, with you. And this angel is with you every day. And it's your guardian angel. And this beautiful angel, you know, is there with unconditional love. And is saying, Nathaniel, if there's anything ever on your mind, you can talk to me too, you know? And this beautiful angel and a whole divine entourage of angels are here to help you to feel empowered. And they're saying they want you to also have compassion for yourself, okay? I don't know if you've been realizing you've been getting a lot of angel signs lately, Nathaniel. Have you been noticing them?
A lot of angel time, you say?
Angel signs.
Okay.
So be open to like little things, maybe feathers, it could be coins. You could be standing in line at a grocery store and you could overhear a conversation, and there's also it was meant for you to hear, because there's a little message in that conversation. And what I'm getting, Nathaniel, you have the power right now to make amazing changes in your life, okay? And I'm getting you're meant to lead others as well. And Ginger's bringing out your guitar, and she's saying, Nathaniel, you're here to be, a teacher for children, but I'm seeing a teacher with a guitar. Okay, so I don't know if you've been thinking about, you know, honoring that path with the beautiful musical abilities that you have, Nathaniel. Have you been doing any of your, you know, the music and things? Have you been thinking about your journey with that?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. What have you doing, Nathaniel? Did you get your guitar? It's been a while since we've connected.
Yeah. What did you say?
Did you get your new guitar yet?
Yeah. I'm playing along with a lot of music now.
Wow. Well, I see you, like I said, you're sitting on this stool, and you have all these little children, and they're sitting on pillows. They're all around you, and they're listening, Nathaniel. What is it that you've been worrying about lately?
I'm just getting a new direction now, so.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's a great time to connect with the angels on a daily basis, okay? And the angels are saying, Nathaniel, you know, start to just think about happy thoughts, okay? And those happy thoughts, you know, thoughts become things, as they say, will help you really to go in the direction of your dreams as you're changing your thinking. And sometimes, you know, when we're thinking about something that's not so pleasant or maybe negative, go back and think about something, you know, from an earlier time in your life when you were really, really happy, and just embrace that moment. And as you do think about that time that you were really, really happy, Nathaniel, you're going to see how it starts to change the way you feel, and as well, your body is going to feel differently. Okay? So start to bring more happiness into your, you know, into your life, and as you do, you're going to bring it into the world as well. And, you know, your happiness helps you, but then it helps others as well, Nathaniel. So the angels are saying, Nathaniel, think happy thoughts. Now, the one thing I have to ask you, you were thinking about, like, you know, what's coming ahead, but I'm getting, there might be too much information all at once coming into to you, Nathaniel, and that might be a little confusing. Have you taken time to just maybe meditate a little bit?
Yes, I have been meditating actually quite a lot.
Okay, well, that's a good thing, because that's going to be really, really helpful, okay? And I'm also seeing a beautiful crystal, peridot, and that's a beautiful green crystal, and it really helps to sort of, like, you know, almost, I'm getting like almost like drown out outside influences, and really to help you to go into that meditative state and, you know, get the messages that you're needing, and as well to help you to focus while you're meditating. I don't know if you have any peridot crystals, any peridot jewelry at all.
I do have some crystals.
Okay, well, peridot is a green crystal. It's like a lighter green crystal. Like I said, it's been a while, Nathaniel, and I want to ask you, have you been thinking as well about doing something different in regard to work?
Yes, I applied for a dispensary.
Okay, because Ginger's showing me, like, she's pulling you from where you were, and she's saying, Mom, he's going to go in a totally new and different direction, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to be so fulfilling. So again, you know, when I spoke about keeping your thoughts positive, especially now, Nathaniel, stay positive, okay?
Okay.
And I do feel, you know, this will be, you know, really wonderful for you. You're going to feel a lot better about it, okay? Okay, now she's guiding me. I'm asking her, what are you giving me, Ginger? Okay, let's see. Okay, so she's saying, Nathaniel, we have an I am statement for you. And as we know, I am statements, they're affirmations, and they're very, very powerful, okay? So here's one for you. I am grateful for all situations, circumstances, and events in my life. And, you know, just having an attitude of gratitude surely does, you know, help us, Nathaniel, okay? So that's the I am affirmation that she wanted to give you, Nathaniel, okay? And
okay.
Now she's showing me a little ladybug, and I'm saying, okay, so what's with the ladybug? And she's saying, tell Nathaniel, this is a time of good fortune and abundance. So you're going to have a lot of good things coming into your life, Nathaniel. So again, keep the thinking very, very positive, okay?
Right.
Okay. Okay, what am I being shown now? Okay. Have you been thinking as well about learning anything? Is there any kind of courses or, you know, studies that you were thinking about, Nathaniel?
Well, you know, whatever work I go into, I suppose I'll be learning a lot about that, so.
Okay. Well, your guardian angel is going to be with you, and really like to shine a beautiful positive light down, you know, in regard to that, Nathaniel. But Ginger's saying, Nathaniel, you've got to think about as well, what is it that, you know, that makes you, like, your heart's desires, like, really, I feel like my heart is swelling right now. And as I'm talking to you, I'm looking at an amazing moon out my kitchen window, Nathaniel. It's so bright. It's so bright yellow. It's absolutely beautiful. So with the new moon, have you been putting any, you know, the new moon, you know, affirmations or anything out there? Have you done anything, like any kind of little, people like to do different things like in the new moon?
Yeah, I did some prayers last night.
Beautiful. Well, I would ask you, if you have the time, to get outside and, you know, just put your heart's desires and connect with your angels out under the beautiful full moon, okay?
All right.
I just feel like, you know, as I'm looking and the moon caught my eye, I feel like things are opening up for you now, Nathaniel. And I feel like this, you know, this is really going to help you to connect with your heart's desires, things that set you on fire there, okay? So, and just know that you deserve all the happiness that you've been wanting, you know, and that's, you know, that's a birthright that we all have. But know that when you're happy, Nathaniel, you know, the entire world is happy, and it radiates that happiness and healing. And you radiate it wherever you go, Nathaniel. So that's what I have for you for this evening. I'm so happy to connect with you. And I thank you for calling in, Nathaniel. God bless, hon.
Thanks, Barbara. You're the best.
Okay, Nathaniel.
What does DC stand for? Does that stand for divine connection?
I think that probably is part of what it stands for, along with a more regular name. Okay.
Okay,
so I'm getting a message for you.
Great.
So here is the message. It's time for you to accept your life. And when we say accept your life, we mean accept it in its entirety. We mean accept everything that has ever happened. We want you to accept your life and accept that you created it. Even the parts that you have always felt were not yours, they were somebody else's doing. We want you to accept that it was yours, that all of it was yours, that all of it was yours and you created it. We want you to accept that. And then once you accept it fully and completely, we want you to hand it over to God. We want you to say, this is what I have created, and I am giving it to you. Do with it as you wish. This is no longer what I choose to live. And when you do that, you are truly releasing and letting go of your past, of all of it. And that brings you into the state of freedom where you can consciously create what you desire, where you are no longer stuck in any of the old energies, any of the old habits, any of the old beliefs. Because you've given them away. So if you accept and release everything that has ever occurred to you, it takes you into a new place of being, a place where you have the energy and freedom to create what you truly desire. It takes you out of the whole victim mentality and mode of existence. It brings you back to the oneness of you, to the acceptance of you, to the love of you. Doing this will change your life. And we encourage you to do this and to do it now, because this is the time of great change for you. And you have great wisdom within you, which is there for you to access. But you will not access it until you release everything that has been, until you give yourself the power and freedom to move forward in your own life. We are here to work with you on this. Call on us. We want you to become the incredible, amazing, powerful, unstoppable being that you already are. And now is the time. Okay, that's what they wanted to say to you.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And let us know how it goes.
All right.
Okay. Take care, Nathaniel.
Have a good show. What does DC stand for?
Oh, I can't tell you because I have a conscience going on. So I can't say. Sorry.
Thank you. Okay, that's right.
Take care, Nathaniel.
Okay, we are going to go to our next caller, and that caller is from area code 863. Okay, let's see. Hi, who's this?
Hello, ladies. This is Julia from Florida.
Hello,
hi, Julia.
Julia.
Hello, welcome back.
Thank you. We missed you.
So what's on your mind, Julia?
I just had my 60th birthday Thursday, and I thought this is a good time to maybe, you know, connect in and see what's
done. Belated birthday wishes. That's beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's hard to believe 60 already. It's like, wow.
You know what? 60, you're still a little child here. It's only a number, Julia. It doesn't mean much, so.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Oh, my goodness. That is truly, truly amazing. Wow. Okay, let's see. Well, I'm getting that you've got to have a little bit more confidence in yourself, Julia. Okay? And have faith. I'm getting, I don't know, do you have any plans for this year? I'm getting traveling, meeting new people, and really enjoying, like, this kind of experience.
Yeah, actually, I am traveling next Tuesday. Wednesday. Yeah.
Okay, so Ginger's saying, girlfriend, you've got to forget the past, because if you don't, you'll never have the future that is, you know, waiting for you. Focus on, you know, all the creativity that you have within. Have you thought about a hobby that really allows that creativity to come out, Julia?
No, I've been kind of in a little bit of a rut and just, you know, not really doing a whole lot.
You know what, she was just saying to me, as you know, maybe you know or you don't know, but I have a background in law enforcement, and she's showing me like the symbol for justice, and she's saying that you really like help others, you know, that, and sort of like to protect others, and if there's like an unfair situation or something, you know, that you step in. And I'm getting, you know, like healing too. You have beautiful qualities. She's saying you'd be a great leader. There's some healing abilities there, Julia. Okay, so she's saying you've got to listen to your heart and allow things just to come forth for you, because I'm getting there's a lot waiting for you, Julia. I truly am. So she's saying, you know, Mom, we better, you know, tell Julia, beautiful, I am affirmation. Okay, so yours, Julia, is I am open-minded to change and eager for the many possibilities to follow. Now, that's great. That's great for you, Julia. That's absolutely amazing.
Yes, yeah, I wrote that down.
Yes, I am open-minded to change, and I am eager for the many possibilities to follow. And that just feels like when I even say it to you, it feels so, so amazing. It truly does. Okay. So what is she showing me? Okay. She's just so happy to hear your voice as well. Okay.
Thank you.
Do you like to dance, Julia?
You know, I haven't danced in so long.
Well, she's asking.
But when
you,
I was younger, I did like to. So.
Yeah, she's saying, go with the flow. Just turn on the radio, even if you're by yourself in the kitchen or something or whatever room, and go with the flow. And, you know, just let yourself move to the beautiful music. And when you do, you're able to connect, really, you know, and with spirit, you're more relaxed and you'll get the messages that you're needing. And, you know, of course, you'll be enjoying yourself. So when we, you know, we let ourselves go with the music and everything, it's an easy way for spirit to connect with us. You'll be able to connect with your intuition. It's very healing. There's so many beautiful benefits to just, you know, connecting with the music, Julia, okay? So Ginger's saying, please, you know, when you get time, you know, just connect with the music, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so the other thing she's showing me, she wants to show me something else. Okay, what is it, Ginger? Okay, let's see. Okay, she's showing me something and she won't tell me what it is. Okay, alrighty, so what she's showing me for you is a stone. It's a crystal, and it looks like it's like dark green, and there's like some black, so it's like a swirly color with black and dark green. And she's saying, okay, what is it? It's malachite. Have you ever heard of the crystal malachite?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, with that crystal, everything that your heart desires is in your hands. And she's saying, Julia, this is your time. Okay? Just, you know, whatever you're feeling, just let it go. And she knows that you're a very sensitive woman. Okay? And you have the ability to really stay in harmony with what you're feeling. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. What else is she showing me? Okay. And she's saying this beautiful crystal is, it's so healing as well. And it'll help you to have balance and, you know, and with emotions as well. So that's the crystal that she suggested, but she's also saying she still wants you to connect with the music, Julia. And she's saying play music if you want. But it's really going to help you, and it's going to help you to be upbeat, and she's saying you need something to do that to calm down. Like, you're very sensitive. Do you feel like you're sensitive, Julia? Because that's what she keeps saying to me. She's very sensitive.
Yes.
And she's saying, girl, from let your heart love like a dog, it can change any situation.
That's great. Yes.
Well, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. I'm so happy that you called in, Julia, and your guides are all around you, and they're saying, Julia, connect with us. Allow us to help you with anything that you have on your mind. And they, of course, you know, like our angels and our guides, they always have the solutions that maybe we wouldn't think of, okay? And they'll connect you, you know, with the right people at the right time. And they're just saying, you know, turn any worries into prayer, Julia. It's a lot better, okay? And I'm getting, Ginger's showing me something, I'm getting past life connections. So I don't know if you're going to connect with someone from a past life and maybe start using some of the gifts that you had in a prior life, okay?
Oh, okay.
And Ginger's saying, Mom, she's lived, you know, a few lifetimes, and she's, you know, acquired skills, and there's different lessons, and she can use them, you know, in this lifetime, Julia, to help you to become more powerful. Okay, so she's telling me there's a lot that you have not connected with yet in this lifetime, Julia.
Wow. Okay.
So she's just, you know, she's saying you've got to connect with all these beautiful gifts because, you know, they're so needed at this time. All the gifts that you have, you know, they're to be shared with others, Julia. Okay. And the other thing before I go, because I told Ginger that Barbara has to give you a message too, but she wants you to, have you ever gone on Ancestry.com or something like that that lets you explore your ancestry?
You know, I've seen it, but I haven't done the little saliva thing. I'm aware of it, I guess.
Well, I think even like, not even that part so much to see like what you're made up of, like, but the part that that helps you to connect with other family members. You know, sometimes like by your, I don't know how it works, I haven't been on there, but with your name and different things, it helps you to connect with different family members. Because she's saying, Julia has an amazing personality, And it's such a mixture of different people. And some of them were, you know, they were kind of characters, you know. But you've inherited such beautiful qualities. And you have the ability with the talents, you know, that you have and all that you've acquired to really, you know, use it in this lifetime, she's saying. But for some reason, you've suppressed all of this stuff. Okay? And she's saying maybe, you know, part of it could be because of your parents, maybe the way they brought you up. Okay? That something didn't, you know, you weren't, you felt like you didn't want to use, you know, these beautiful different, you know, qualities and different, like you said, talents and abilities from past lives, okay? Sort of, it's almost like that you know, you put limitations on yourself, okay? So I'm just, you know, like there's something, if you explore, you know, like your ancestry, that might surprise you, okay?
Okay.
That's what I have for you, Julia, and a very belated happy birthday. I can't wait to hear when you call back because I feel like you're going to tell me something. There's going to be something Ginger's saying that she's going to call back, and I think after you go on your trip because you're going to be a little bit more relaxed, Julia.
Okay.
Okay.
And, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, and she's saying take it one step at a time, Julia, because you have big things ahead of you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
God bless. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, Julia.
All right. Thank you so much, DC. You too. Thank you.
Okay, Julia. We are going to, there's going to be a message and there's also going to be some work being done during the message. So if you start feeling things, don't be surprised. Okay, here we go. One of the things that people are taught when they come back as humans is that there is separation. Separation between you and the one who created you. Whether you call that one God, the universe, source, the creator, the name doesn't matter. It is the belief that you are separate that creates so much unrest in your life. It creates the victim mentality where you believe that everything that is happening to you is being caused by someone else, where you are not your own creator. And so we are going to help you now to let go of some of those beliefs, some of those, they are for you almost needs. You need to be a victim. You need to be separate. You need to be afraid. You need to always protect yourself. You need to fight for your own life. You need to be small. You need to be insignificant. You need to hide. You need to hold back. You need to remain where you cannot be seen. You need to hold in your own expression. You need to run from your own feelings. You need to be less than others are. And as we are speaking these needs out loud, we are allowing them to dissolve, to release, to be gone. These needs no longer run your life. Because the truth is, you have never been separate from your Creator. You have never been run by other people. You have never been powerless. You have always been amazing, beautiful, incomparable, phenomenal. That is how you were created to be. And it is time for you to accept that truth within you. And so we encourage you now to say out loud, yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Yeah, you're right on point. I've been, I guess, what is it they call it? What's it, about your faith and not believing? And there's an expression they use. I can't think of what it's called now, but I've been really feeling like separate and, you know, where's God? Where's God in my life? Where's, you know, why are all these bad things happening? You know, so everything that you said is kind of how I've been feeling for, you know, the past little while now. So I just kind of, you know, withdrew and just feeling disconnected, alone, not supported by family. So it's just been a really, you know, lonely, sad time. So,
well, we want you to understand that God is wherever you put God. It's never that God has turned God's back on you. It's that you have decided that God belongs in a little box in the back of the closet. It's you who's keeping you from being fully connected with the one who creates you, with the one who loves you eternally, with the one who is always there for you. So we don't want you to ever think that this is because God has decided that I'm not worthy. No, it's because you have decided that. In the eyes of God, you are so much more than you will ever know. Start letting God come into your life more and more. Allow God to be a part of who you are and to guide you. Allow God to open you up to your own heart, and everything will change. Everything. Okay, that's what they wanted to say to you.
Well, right on. Yeah, thank you. Thank you both. I just really needed a pick-me-up and just a, you know, readjustment, refocus. So thank you.
You are welcome.
Yep, just what I needed. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Well, get busy living your life. And don't put it off. Start now, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. We are moving to our next caller, area code 850. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. How are you?
Hi. I'm so glad you're all back. Thank you for doing the show.
Well, we're glad to be back. So what can we do for you today?
I was wondering if you have any messages for me.
Okay, let's let DC go first. I say that and I don't hear DC. DC, are you there? All right, let me scroll down the page and make sure she didn't go away and come back. Dan. Let's see if this is her.
It's me, Barbara.
Okay.
You know what, that was powerful, and I just,
I don't know what happened. You lost me, and then I just had to call back in. But I did hear Sheila. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, DC.
The first message that I got, Sheila, is that you are protected, and
okay.
you have been cleared by Archangel Michael of all negativity. Okay.
Oh, awesome.
So leave. You've got to let go of the fear of whatever it is you're holding on to, because you are protected, Sheila. Okay. All is well.
Okay.
So don't be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of. Okay. So that was the first thing that I was getting, is like, tell Sheila. Okay. So how have you been doing? Have you been able to sleep now and things, Sheila?
Well, it's funny you should say that, because yesterday I slept most of the day, so.
Okay, well, you needed it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the moon is beautiful. I don't know if you could see it where you are. It's absolutely amazing.
Okay.
So you can go out there and, you know, put your intentions out under the moonlight, or maybe dance a little bit. And you have to realize that you determine your destiny.
Okay.
Okay, and
mm-hmm.
you have the ability to call in whatever it is that you're wanting, Sheila, okay? So don't be afraid. Okay? Okay. Okay, so Ginger is handing you some blue lace agate crystals, and they're like a beautiful, beautiful light sky blue, but little lines of darker, a little bit of darker blue going through them. It almost... It's just absolutely beautiful. And a little bit of white, like clouds are mixed in as well. And Ginger is saying, Sheila, these beautiful blue lace agate crystals are going to help you, because you feel as though lately you've been missing some opportunities. And, you know, these are going to help you to recognize the opportunities when they're available to you.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But please have faith, because, you know, we've got to wait for the divine right timing, Sheila.
Okay.
And you've got to believe that you are always in the right place at the right time with the right people, okay? So don't lose hope. Don't give up, because, you know, those opportunities are presenting themselves. But you've got to let go. And, you know, it's almost like you're trying to do the script writing. You've got to let go and, you know, release the need to control anything, because, you know, when we try to do that, we sort of... We put like a roadblock up, okay? So for things to happen more easily, a lot faster at times, we just let go and we let God, okay? We let God in the universe help you, okay? And I'm getting, you know, I'm hearing from Ginger, tell her there's going to be answered prayers. But you've got to relax, Sheila. You've got to breathe. You've got to relax. You know, continue to take those little walks outside.
Okay.
And I'm getting, you have nothing to worry about, okay?
Oh, great.
So you've got to let go of all of that, because Ginger's saying all is truly well, Sheila.
Okay.
And she's saying, you know, you are such an amazing woman. You have so many beautiful abilities, so much talent, and you're a very, very intelligent woman as well.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, and she's saying, you know, she loves the jewelry that you're making. You're very gifted. And you have a lot of wisdom in there, too, she's saying, you know. And, Sheila, you have so much experience. And sometimes, you know, I know with the present job that you have now that sometimes, like, you don't realize how smart you are, because maybe your boss doesn't feel, you know, he feels inferior to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, make sure you, you know, clear those emotions and feelings, you know, whenever you're at work, and don't, you know, hold on to them, okay?
Okay.
You have a lot to offer. You're meant to be a leader. You're so talented. And Ginger's saying, you know, all of this is going to come into play, you know, with the new position that you've been looking for, okay?
Okay.
So she's asking you not to, you know, not to worry. You know, don't be afraid. Okay, I just want to see what else she's showing me here. Okay, let's see. Yeah, and today, as I stated, like in the beginning of the show, today is the last week in the summer, Sheila. Goodness.
Okay.
This month, you're going to see that, you know, you're going to feel better health-wise. If, you know, your health might not be exactly perfect, but you're going to see that, you know, wow, I am grateful. I feel a lot better. And every morning, just, you know, have that attitude of gratitude. Count your blessings and just, you know, say, I am such a lucky person today. Stay positive, and you're going to see the more that you say, oh, I feel so healthy, you know, and all these beautiful affirmations, the more that you're going to keep feeling that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so what I'm getting now, okay, so today is the 19th, I believe. Right now, you're supposed to just keep, you know, looking for what it is that you're wanting, and dream about the career, you know, that would be the perfect career for you. Visualize it, affirm it. And as you do, you're going to see that you're going to start making this dream a reality, Sheila.
Oh, okay.
And then you're saying, right. Girlfriend, I know that you don't like the job that you're in. And
no,
you
no.
know what's best for you. You are the person that knows what's best for you. And, you know, don't be afraid to try something new, Sheila, okay?
Okay.
So go after it, is, you know, what it is that you are wanting, Sheila. That's what she's telling me to tell you. Go after whatever it is that you are wanting.
Okay.
Okay? And she's saying to me, you know, dreams are going to come true, Sheila. Okay?
Okay.
So don't
All
be afraid. Okay. She's saying you went through a lot. You know, don't give up at this moment because you're almost there. Don't give up until your miracle happens, okay?
Okay.
Okay. You're going to find out, you know, what it is that you are, you know, waiting for. It's going to be wonderful, okay?
Okay.
She's saying love, your love life's going to improve as well, Sheila.
Oh, great.
So, you know, just keep saying positive affirmations. And she has an I am affirmation for you. I am true to myself and my soul's purpose.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I am true to myself and my soul's purpose. And I feel
okay.
That's, you know, the perfect one for you. And she's showing me something, and I said, Ginger, what is that? She said, Mom, remember we talked about it with Sheila? Remember when I told you that I saw the cornucopia? And it's a beautiful, you know, it's a beautiful basket filled with fruit, but it symbolizes infinite abundance, Sheila.
Oh, wonderful.
So the more that you just, you know, focus on, you know, doing what you have to do and, you know, you don't worry and trust, the faster the flow of abundance as well is going to come to you.
Okay.
And instead of worrying, always put it into the form of prayer because prayer is positive and it will help you to manifest faster, okay?
Okay.
And she's saying, Sheila, you're going to see that abundance is going to come to you in many, many ways.
Oh,
okay.
Great.
Make sure that you, you know, say positive affirmations, visualize yourself, you know, having the money to do whatever it is that you want to do, and feel it as if it's already here, okay? And that's going to make a big difference, she's saying, in your life, Sheila, okay?
All right.
Okay, let's see. Okay, Ginger, now what is this? Okay. Okay, so she's showing me a dog, and she's saying, you know, the dog, you know, helps others and is a faithful companion, a true friend, and a very, you know, and very trustworthy. And the dog, you know, spends time with those, you know, that they love to be with. So she's showing me, I guess that's your totem right now, is the dog, okay?
Okay.
And the dog is saying, you know, just be true to what you believe, Sheila, and, you know, to be, you know, with others that you truly trust, okay?
Okay.
So I don't know, you know, if there's any people maybe that you had different feelings about, but she's saying stay around those you really trust, and she's saying blessings and abundance are coming your way, Sheila.
Oh, great.
Okay. And just know she's saying anything is possible, okay? You've got to believe that anything is possible.
Okay.
Okay. Have you been listening to your mom? Because I feel like your mom is saying, DC, I have so much to tell her, but I don't think she's listening.
Oh, I
have you been connecting with your mom?
I'm sorry?
Have you been connecting with your mom?
No, not really.
No, she's been around you. I mean, we spoke of your mom the last mm-hmm. time that we connected, and she's just saying, I have so much to tell you, Sheila. I have so much to tell you. So I feel like she's been giving you little symbols.
Really?
Yeah. Have you been shopping or anything where they had maybe flowers? Because I'm seeing a beautiful rose.
Yes, I did see one. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... And the rose is symbolic of you making sure that you love yourself, Sheila.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, you know, when I was saying that, like the I am affirmations, you know, you've got to realize that we are all one, okay, and we're all connected, and your mother is always with you, okay? And,
okay.
Sheila, sometimes you forget that, you know, you're a soul and you're having a human experience. She's saying you're a multidimensional being, okay?
Okay.
So, you know, you've got to connect with your spiritual, you know, side as well as your physical self, okay?
Okay.
And she's saying, you know how to see with your eyes. She's saying, but you've got to learn, you know, to see as well with your heart, okay, and your soul.
All right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying with work, Sheila, you've been having trouble with your boss and everything, but try to look beyond what you're seeing on a physical level, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel like, you know, I know like this boss has not been the easiest boss to get along with, but he is helping you on your journey to really
mm-hmm.
to go forward, Sheila, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, and I just... Your mom is with you, and she's showing me you as a child. Sheila, you noticed, like, when you were younger, you would find pennies and feathers, you'd see butterflies, and you'd always show them to your mom.
Oh, okay.
These are, you know, signs, you know, these are signs, like, from the angels and those that we love, okay? Have you
okay.
seen any butterflies lately, Sheila?
Yes, a couple. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that, you know, for me, like, when I see butterflies, it's someone in my family, okay?
Okay.
Your mom is saying, you know, you've got to slow down a little bit because you're doing things so fast and you're missing, like, the messages that you're receiving, okay?
Okay.
And, she's telling me, Sheila, look for the hearts. Have you seen heart-shaped objects or hearts that, you know, stuck out? And you've noticed them because she's showing me she sends you hearts. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I've noticed even like rocks that are shaped like hearts, like different things, okay?
Okay.
So she's saying she sends you hearts. So notice, you know, it could be anything with hearts. It could be jewelry with hearts. It could be clothing. It could be a cloud in the sky that's shaped like a heart, okay?
Okay. All right. I'll look for that.
She's asking you to, you know, to just start really noticing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she wants you to know, like I said, that she's always with you. She's going to help you as you go forward, you know, to...
Oh, thank you.
...to get past any issues that are holding you back, you know, and she's telling me there's some beliefs that you have that maybe from when you were little that are still there that might be a little bit negative, and you've got to get rid of them, okay?
Okay.
And continue to say positive affirmations. So with that being said, I want to turn you over to Barbara because there is a little bit of negativity, and it's something to do with your upbringing, and I want Barbara to help clear it on, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, DC.
Oh, it was beautiful to connect, Sheila. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay, Sheila. They were going through a lot of needs that you have, and one thing that people don't realize is that needs actually hold them back. If there's something you need, then you have a belief that you need that before anything can change. So a need is actually a block or a stopper in your own life. So be careful what you decide you need as opposed to what you are creating or allowing. Those are so much freer and more open. So they want to give you a message, and they're going to list some some of your needs. And again, they're going to give you the opportunity to say yes out loud, and you have to say it out loud for this to work so that you can let these things go. Okay, here is your message. As you are becoming who you truly desire to be, you find yourself in many situations where you have been taught to give your power away. And giving your power away is never the way that you create what you desire, because it's giving away who you are. And so we are going to list some of your needs and give you the opportunity to let these needs go so that you can begin to move forward in these areas of your life. And we want you to remember that there are within you thousands of needs, needs that you're not even aware of, but you can let them go because you are the one who created them. So listen carefully to what we say and allow this energy to move through you. And it will also move through anyone else who is listening and chooses to say yes. That's really all that's required. And here are some of the needs. I need to have a life that doesn't work. I need to have a boss that doesn't respect me. I need to be disregarded. I need to be helpless. I need to be looked down upon. I need to be small. I need to be weak. I need to be afraid. I need to not know the answers. I need for God to love me. I need to love myself. I need to trust myself. I need to open to the beauty and wonder of life. I need to accept that my life can change. I need to release the fear. I need to come out of the darkness. I need to stop being so scared. I need to open up to love. I need to love myself. I need to know that others love me. I need to realize that I am powerful enough to change my life. I need to accept the life that I have created. I need to stand in my power. I need to claim what is mine. I need the freedom to speak. I need the freedom to know. I need myself. I need the importance of my own life. I need love. I need pure, unconditional love and acceptance. I need to trust myself. I need to trust my Creator. I need to trust my life. I need to trust that every situation is working out for my highest good. I need to trust that even the people who don't seem to like me at all love me. I need to know that my life works. And if you are ready to accept these needs and to have them changed and transmuted in whatever ways for your highest good, simply say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. And now you have made changes in your life, and you will find that this will carry forward on an everyday basis. You may find that people are treating you differently, that you are treating you differently. This is how you open up to the truth of you. We love you. We are here for you. And it is time for your life to change. Okay, how do you feel?
I feel great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
And take care. Thank you.
God bless, hon.
Okay, we're going to go to our next caller from area code 780.
Hello. Hello there. Hello.
Hello, Shoshone. I was thinking about you.
Yeah?
How are you, hon?
Good. Nice to see you guys back on.
Thanks. It feels great. It is great to be back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful. So how are you doing? It's been a while.
Not so great. Not so great.
Okay. Well, you know what? We've got to... What I'm getting for you is you've got to watch the way you say things. Be careful. Because especially at this time, that we've got to just use positive words, Shoshone.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
The more positive words that we have, you know, and we just, you know, put it out there, affirm, you know, all the good stuff, that's going to help to bring it in. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Ginger picked out an affirmation for you. I am serving my true life's purpose.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So just feel it because you are.
Yes.
She also has another one for you. I put the power of now into action each day in all that I do. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
And I feel like when, you know, when you say that and you feel it and everything, I do feel like you're going to bring about more opportunities, Shoshone.
Yeah.
Okay. And she's
yeah.
saying, Shoshone, there's so many options available for you. There are so many possibilities. I'm walking
yeah.
down a hallway and there's all these doorways, Shoshone. And she's saying there's a lot for you to choose from.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid. She's saying you sort of, it's almost like you're afraid to go forward, Shoshone.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, as you walk, Archangel Michael is walking with you. Okay. And he's saying, Shoshone, my beloved Shoshone, I am with you. I am walking with you. Do not
okay.
be afraid. As you, you know, walk through one of these beautiful doors,
yeah.
you know, you're going to have, you know, the money, the knowledge, and the opportunity that you've been looking for.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is him saying, Shoshone, you were meant to call in and you were meant to hear that beautiful, beautiful message, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so don't be afraid. Okay, don't limit yourself. I'm also
yeah.
getting like maybe there might be something like sort of like outside the box, some kind of, you know, path that you're going to be on, okay?
Yeah.
It could be self-employment that you do on a part-time basis. There's so many possibilities there. The angels are going to be there. They're going to guide you. You know, Archangel Michael is going to walk with you to help you to see, you know, everything that awaits you, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm searching for a job right now.
Okay, yeah. And that's what I felt, you know, that you're searching, okay? And what are they showing me? Okay. Well, Ginger's saying, Shoshone, anything is possible. Okay, and you're only limited by your own imagination.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the manner of speaking, it's sort of like you're blocking things that are coming to you, okay?
Yeah.
But I feel like you have a lot going on, and that's, you know, that's part of it as well.
Yeah.
Okay, and you've got to, you know, you've got to let go of the fear. And it's scary, I understand. You've got to let go of the fear, okay? And I'm also feeling not the root chakra, but the one above it is the sacral chakra, and you have a block in that area.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the energy
yeah.
is sort of, it's sort of like stuck in that area, in the, you know, the sacral chakra
okay.
area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Barbara, you know, she's going to come in, and she's going to help you with that as well. Okay.
Okay.
And Ginger's saying, hon, just one step at a time.
Yeah.
Because lots of little steps, you know, they add up, and you are going toward, you know, the dreams that you, you know, that you've been dreaming of, Shoshana, and they're going to come true, okay? But continue to take small steps. Because when you think about the whole picture all at once, it gets overwhelming, right?
Yes.
So just little steps, and you're still going to make great strides with those little steps, Shoshana.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Don't be afraid, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you do anything like with flowers or flower essences?
No.
Okay, because I'm smelling like flowers and everything. I don't know, like maybe like if you go to some stores, like some big grocery stores, they have like a floral section.
Yeah.
And just go to that section, Shoshana, and see which flowers that your eyes, like, you know, are guided to look at, okay?
Yeah.
You could smell them, because flowers, flower essences, they have healing abilities, okay?
Yeah.
And I feel like there might be something there, too, that, you know, that will help you on your journey. Do you like any, like, essential oils that have flower essences?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, jasmine. I love jasmine.
Yeah. So I just feel like there's something there, like, with the flowers, Shoshana, like, that you're maybe overlooking. It could be something, like, a little bit more, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I just want to see what... Okay, Ginger. Okay. So have you been having time to just relax and connect, you know, with the things, like, you know, that set your soul on fire and really, you know, your passion and everything?
Yes.
Okay, because that's really important, to meditate and different things like that. Let's see. I feel like you're going to get a job, Shoshana, and possibility maybe a friend might help you, okay?
Okay.
That's what they're showing me. Okay. And Ginger's saying, you know, this change is coming, okay? So you've got to visualize what it is that, you know, that you're wanting. It's going to be a beautiful new beginning, and I feel like your husband is guiding you as well, Shoshana.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and Ginger's showing me four-leaf clovers. So, you know, you do have some luck on your side, okay?
Okay.
I'm even getting, there's a possibility of you getting money that you didn't count on, okay?
Okay.
So you've got to just, you've got to stay positive, take small steps. You know, you don't have to take all the steps at once, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and your husband just wants you to be at peace and he wants you to be happy.
Yeah.
And he's saying, you know, when you're down like that, he's there, and he's there to help lift you up, Shoshana, okay?
I know he is, yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely with you. My goodness, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's just saying you've got to trust in your divine plan, Shoshana.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And he's saying, you know, really think about what it is that you want to do, okay?
Yeah.
And he's there to help you with others in spirit. Because sometimes if we, you know, if we get stuck, we really don't, you know, think about it enough, what we want to do. You know, writing it down, seeing it on paper helps. Okay?
Yeah.
And he too wants you to follow your heart, Shoshana.
Yeah. Yeah.
He definitely is saying, you know, follow your heart. Because when you do something that you love, the money, you know, the money follows. Okay?
Yeah.
And he's saying, just look, you know, towards the future and, you know, feel how wonderful it's going to be. He's saying, like, in a manner of speaking, you're still living in the past, Shoshana.
Yeah.
And there's so many wonderful opportunities ahead of you.
Yeah.
You know, and we're sitting there and we're thinking, you know, like, you get overwhelmed and you're thinking different things. We don't see what's ahead of us, okay?
Yeah.
And he knows that, you know, you think about him and thinking how different your life would be if he was still here with you.
Yeah.
Okay, he's saying, I'm still here with you, and I'm going to help you to move ahead in life, and things are going to be, they're going to be amazing. You've got to believe, okay?
Yeah.
He's still supporting you. He's with you. He's supporting you. He's saying, be a little bit more patient, okay?
Yeah.
So he's with you, and he has strong energy, Shoshana.
Yeah.
Is there some kind of a meal that you and he enjoy together? Because he's talking about a favorite meal.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, just he's saying, think about, you know, making something that the two of you enjoyed, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing like food for the soul, like something. Is there like a you know, maybe a special recipe that you guys had?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I have, hon. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. And please know that things are, you know, they're not going to stay this way. They are going to get better, Shoshana.
All right,
okay?
My dear. Okay, thanks.
And he's showing me the sun is shining through the darkness. Okay, and he wants you to have the peace that you need. Okay, anything, Shoshana, you're needed in this world. You are a leader, and you're here to make a difference in the world, okay?
Yeah.
God bless, hon. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Dear.
Okay, Shoshana. Okay, so they're beginning to give me a list of need statements for you. So we will just go ahead and start with that.
Okay.
Okay, so as you listen to each one, just let the energy move as it's going to move, and say yes when I ask you to say yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I need to accept abundance. I need to accept the whole idea of abundance. I need to accept the flow of abundance. I need to accept my oneness with God. I need to accept that God loves me. I need to accept that God wants only the best for me. I need to accept that I am equal to all others. I need to accept that my life is my creation. I need to accept that it is okay for me to focus on me. I need to just allow my life to flow. I need to let go of the past. I need to let go of the restraints and the restrictions that I have placed on myself. I need to let go of the fear that there's not enough. I need to let go of the whole concept of there not being enough. I need to accept that the Creator always creates enough. I need to let go of the illusion of scarcity. I need to let go of the belief in lack. I need to remove the blocks within my own body. My own success. I need to allow the divine energy to flow through me with grace and ease. I need to be open to what I am creating. I need to accept that I am a creator. I need to accept that I do create. I need to accept that I am no longer my past. I need to allow myself the freedom to be, to move, to evolve, to love, to laugh, to whatever I desire. I need to give myself permission to live my own life. I need to let go. I need to let go. I need to let go. And if you are ready now to have these needs changed, transmuted in whatever way is for your highest good, then simply say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath.
That was beautiful, Barbara.
So how are you feeling?
Wonderful.
Good.
Wonderful. A lot lighter.
Wonderful. Okay.
Yeah. All right, my dear.
Well, thanks so much for calling, and keep letting me know.
Good to be back. I feel glad. I'm happy that you're back. So, all right, my dear.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you the next time we talk.
Yeah. You guys have a great week. Yeah.
You too, Shona. God bless, hon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye, honey.
Okay, and our next caller is from area code 541. Hi, who's this?
It's Kat.
Hello.
Hi,
Kat.
Hey.
You know what? I've been thinking about you, too. All the people I'm thinking about have been calling in.
Oh, nice. I've missed it. Yeah.
You, honey. What's going on?
Hello. Oh, I've just been feeling a little blah. Finally, our smoke cleared up a bit. We've had just smoke for over a month, you know, half the summer, and felt like it affected my health a bit and things.
Okay.
And,
we're going to love my body and nurture it with healthy choices, and you have to affirm every day that you're healthy, Kat, okay?
Yeah.
That you are perfect health, okay?
I just want to go to Mexico so bad, and I have a birthday next month, and I'm not sure how to do it, you know.
For your highest best, it will happen, okay?
Yeah.
Always ask whatever your highest and your best is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I do. I always ask for my highest and best. And if it's for your highest and best, it will happen.
Yes, and I know
I got a maybe.
To be on my birthday.
Okay, well, I got a maybe, so that's a great start, okay?
Okay, well, that's good. It's my
You've
50th birthday.
You've got to visualize it and feel it like it's already here, Kat, okay?
Okay, yes.
And
I've been, doing that some, but, yeah.
Okay, because I do feel, I feel good about it. I mean, that felt really good, okay?
Okay.
And Ginger, Kat, you do realize, hon, you're a money magnet, right?
No.
You've got to keep affirming every day, I'm a money magnet, and you are.
Okay.
You are a money magnet.
I managed to make it, but I feel like there's just, the basics, but as far as getting the vacation.
Well,
and
you're soon going to have relief in regard to that as well, okay? So
mm-hmm.
You've got to start believing. You've got to believe.
Okay, because my digestion's still been off and things. Like, I have been on this protocol, but not 100% on the diet. I do vegan. And
oh,
things,
are you?
But,
I'm
so.
Getting, you need a little bit more compassion and forgiveness for yourself, okay?
Oh, okay.
And forgive your yourself and forgive your body that it's not working at 100%, but it is still serving you. Okay.
Yes, it is. I've made big strides. I have shrunk my tumor. Definitely, I could feel it. I've made some.
The fall, yes.
I
that
know
is.
I'm like hard on myself, but I have made some strides on my health. I have, and I'm doing a fast again next week. Like it'll be my fourth one. I'm doing fasting every 6 weeks.
Okay, and as you're saying that. Ginger was playing some music. Have you been connecting with music? Because music is very healing, Kat.
Yeah, I need to do more. Like I went, when we had it cleared up, I went for a walk and put my music on my headphones. The other day I did that.
And you could
do it
too, and just, connect with the music, feel it, and music, like I said, it's very healing. And you're going to receive messages, and some of them will be about your health. You'll have some intuitive messages, okay? So I do feel like the music is going to be really beneficial, whether it's inside or it's outside, Kat, okay?
Well, ironically, I think you told me to, somebody told me that I will survive and listen to that over and over again while I was walking, a month ago, a few weeks ago, and that came on, and the X Jerko jump by at the very moment.
Oh, gosh.
I was like,
has a sense of humor.
I will like kind of did laugh, but I was like, oh my God, I didn't want to, you know, I've been trying to avoid seeing him or running into him, and I still end up having, even though I didn't have to talk to him, you know, it's like, I was like, oh, okay. What's the like kid that I'm going to step up on
she
the curb?
She likes that one and she wants you to keep using it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And just reaffirm that and say it positively and say it at least 3 to 5 times a day. Okay?
Okay.
And you will, you know, and I am healthy. Like, use a lot of beautiful, positive okay. affirmations. You know, and I'm a money
yeah.
magnet because it helps with your desires, your needs. It helps to change
okay.
your attitudes. And it really helps you to get in a higher vibration. And whatever
yeah.
vibration you're in, that's the one that the universe is going to connect with.
Okay. I do a lot of meditations, but the affirmations I need to do more.
Yeah,
and I'll focus for a while, and then I go like this the other day.
Right. Well, Kat, you've got to stop judging your life and your body and your health and
okay.
just focus on everything in your life that is positive.
Okay. Yeah.
Let go of judgment. Let go of anything like that. And just, you know, keep saying, you know, those beautiful positive affirmations, write them down, say them, and you will
yeah.
feel like you'll say, oh my gosh, you know what I do? I feel better, and they do help, okay? So
okay.
positive affirmations are going to be essential. And Ginger's
mm-hmm.
saying, you know, connect with that inner child too, girlfriend. You haven't played with her in a while. She's saying,
no,
you know, lighten up a bit and have a little fun, step out of your comfort zone, and do
yeah.
something that you did as a child, okay? It will really help to heal. You know, it helps you to heal. You know, your inner child is going to help you to heal, she's saying. Okay? But you've got to connect
yeah.
with the magic that's in your life. You need a little bit more time to connect with the magic, okay? And she's
yes,
saying,
and I, oh,
go
ahead. Sorry, I was going to say, I did go out to the lake, and I had one day, a doctor's appointment got canceled, and I went to the lake, and it was late in the afternoon, but it was the most perfect. Nobody was there, and the sky was clear, and it was so amazing. Like,
that's absolutely
like,
amazing. And she's saying, you know, don't be afraid to try something new either, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the more
yeah.
that you can relax, the more that you can have fun, the better you're going to feel, you know? So I do.
Fun is not, I haven't been able to, I mean, I've been by myself. There's been nobody to hang out with. There's not as much stuff to do, and, you know, at least the sky is clearing up finally. And it's 100 degrees. We had like 100 and, you know, that kind of put, it kind of kept me inside and from doing some things, but yeah.
Well, like I said, please focus on only the positive stuff in your life, Kat, okay? Because
yeah.
I do feel like things are going to get better for you. And, you know, you're
yeah.
doing a great job of what you're doing. You really are. Okay?
Yeah.
But just, you know, love your body and be more compassionate and forgiving, okay?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Like, you know, music and walking outside, having a little fun, it's just as important as the supplements or the fasting. It's just as important,
yeah.
okay?
Yeah.
But say positive affirmations about your future and everything that you want and, you know, your beautiful life. There's going to be opportunities coming. Ginger's saying you're going to have happiness, you know, the happiness you truly deserve. So you can't focus on the past or the jerk that went by when you were, you know, hearing that song, you know.
Yes.
I mean, so you got to have a little bit more balance, you know. And
well,
you know,
I've been trying to even avoid him and not go to the coffee shop that I usually go to, but I had to go pick up my car from being repaired, and there he was, and I didn't go
yep.
there. I didn't talk to him, but I was just like, oh, this town, you know, but I didn't go talk to him. I didn't go over there. I just got in my car and left, but, you know.
Well, she's saying, you know, don't worry about him. Just focus your attention on the blessings that are in your life, okay?
Okay.
And
yeah.
as you do, you have that attitude of gratitude. Things are going to shift. And what's going to happen is you're going to bring more blessings into your life, okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, your coffee's more important than the jerk, she's saying. Don't worry about him. Get the coffee.
I've been not going there even because I don't want to run into him and don't want to see him.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what, your coffee is more important. Okay, so
She's saying, you know, as you're walking, you're going to see that you're going to be on the path of success. You have so much potential in front of you. She's not giving me a crystal. She's showing me copper. Do you wear, like, for pain or anything? Do you wear any copper bracelets or anything?
No.
Because copper does, it helps. Yeah. You know, it helps with pain and different things like that. So, I mean, they're, you know, copper bracelets or any kind of, like, copper that you have, like, against your skin and stuff is really good. So I
don't wear any of that. I do have a pendant that has copper and some other metals.
Okay, well, maybe wear that because it'll help to give you a little bit more, you know, energy. Okay?
Yeah.
It helps you to keep your emotions in check. Okay?
Yeah. That is, and, I think it's also hormonal, but yeah, that's been just...
Well, Ginger's saying, don't give up on the coffee, girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, I did,
you know,
and I
saying,
do during the fast, but, you know.
Yeah, she's saying, don't worry about that. You know, just... And she's saying, you've got to take a little bit more time, though, to release the past, you know? And she's saying, if you need somebody to walk with you, I'll walk with you for treats, okay? So Ginger says she'll come along if you bring some doggy treats.
Yes, because I
That's
am
what
by
I
myself.
Have. Oh, it's wonderful to hear your voice, hon. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara.
Thank you.
God bless, honey.
You too.
Okay, Kat, I'm getting a bunch of need statements for you, too. So I guess that's what we need to do.
Okay,
so I will say them, and then I will ask you to accept them, and we'll see how it feels. Okay, here we go. I need to hang on to my ex. I need to disconnect completely from my ex. I need to always look outside of myself for answers. I need to accept that the answers are within me. I need to always give my power away. I need to accept that I have unlimited power. I need to be afraid that I will not have enough. I need to accept that there is always more than enough. I need to accept the abundance of life. I need to accept the abundance of health. I need to accept the abundance of money. I need to accept the abundance of anything that I desire. I need to accept that I am truly loved. I need to allow more love in my life. I need to let my heart be more open. I need to realize that there's nothing wrong with me. I need to accept that my dreams come true. I need to allow myself to achieve what I desire. I need to give myself the freedom to let go of the past. I need to live in the moment. I need to know that I am good enough. I need to trust that I am good enough. I need to trust that everything will always be provided. I need to accept my own self. I need to know the goodness in me. If you are ready to accept these needs and allow them to be transformed, transmuted in whatever ways for your highest good, then say yes.
Yeah.
And take a nice deep breath. And how do you feel?
Yeah, better.
Good. And they're saying it's time for you to stop running away from your own life. Start looking within yourself for the answers. Not on the internet, not anyplace else, not in a book. Look within yourself because you do have divine wisdom and the answer is always within you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. You're saying now to find something fun to do.
Yeah, that is the question. What's fun? What's fun these days?
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let us know how it goes.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, and we are going to our next caller. Area code 860. Hi, who's
Hello.
This?
Hi, it's Lisa Marie. Thank you and so much. Welcome back. I was getting a little worried. I was stalking pages looking for you, thinking, uh-oh, something's happened.
No, I was just told to disconnect and focus on me and only me.
That's wonderful.
No change.
It's just not visible yet. Maybe you avoided some disaster for being unavailable.
Who knows? But I do feel great, so it works.
Well, that's okay then. That's all you need.
So what's up in your life?
I'm wanting to know about Liliana, if you have any insight on her, because she's been so sick and I've been so broken because it was last year. I was taking care of Gizmo for 2 years almost, and I have a dog that's sick again, and she's only 10 months old. And I have this observation. My father died of pancreatic cancer. I have growths on my pancreas. Gizmo had pancreatitis after her surgery, and they think this dog has pancreatic insufficiency or a liver shunt. They don't know yet. We have to go for more testing at the specialist. I'm wondering if that correlates with anything. This is crazy.
Okay. Well, let's see what DC has first.
Yes. What I'm hearing, the first thing that I'm hearing, Lisa, is that you've got to speak, and you've got to speak only, you know, perfect health over Liliana, okay?
Okay.
And you've got to, you know, just say it like you mean it, you know, like, you know, she is perfect health, you know, and in the name of Jesus, she is, you know, she is healed of whatever it was. She's fine. Because if I'm getting, when we really, like, when we put it out there and we really say it, like, and command the authority over it, it really makes a difference, okay? So please watch, not say any negative words or don't think anything negative. That's the first thing I got, okay?
Okay.
Because I got with you that you have such amazing power within you, you know, and you're not using it. You really do. You have amazing, amazing power, Lisa. You're a beautiful healer, and you can, you know, you have that ability, okay?
I'm cleaning up throw up in one spot, and she's throwing up in another spot, and then she's having diarrhea, and I'm just...
What is she eating? Like, what are you giving her?
Now, after a lot of allergy testing and lots of other things and trial and error, she is on a home-cooked diet.
Okay.
Roast turkeys for her, and she's on pureed organic vegetables.
Okay.
And she, of course, gets supplements, you know, multivitamins.
Right, right.
All that stuff.
Does it seem like it comes in cycles, like where she gets to the point where it returns?
Yeah, exactly.
I just feel like, you know what I'm feeling? Like she can't, like she's not digesting it and it's not coming out as fast. And that's why it's coming like in cycles?
Yes.
Or digestion, you know, it's just.
I'm giving her enzymes. That's where the pancreatic insufficiency.
Well, you know what? I'm also getting, I don't know if this makes sense to you, but I'm getting, like, watch the quantity of the meat, of the protein that you're giving her.
Okay.
So I feel like, you know, you've got to just, like, watch the quantity of the meat, okay?
Okay.
So maybe just like cut down a little bit on the meat. And now especially like after, you know, she, you know, got sick to her stomach and she's throwing up again, of course you don't want to give her like any salads right now.
No, no, she goes on chicken and rice pureed.
Okay. Yeah, I would see how she is like in the morning after she's had some water or something. But I just feel like the meat, like the protein, she's not digesting the protein.
Okay.
And I mean, she's tiny. She doesn't need like a lot of meat, you know? So I'm getting
giving her much, but I did try organ meat because I had people yelling at me that they need organ meat. And when I tried that, everything just all went to hell.
I think the organ meat being that it might be fatty, it's just like, it's sort of like fat, like it's stored within her and she throws it up.
Okay.
You know?
It definitely comes up. I'm not doing that again. I don't care who tells me what.
Oh, no. I just, you know, I'm just feeling like for some reason, hon, I feel like it's the protein. It's the meat. And I feel like when she has too much of it, she can't, like, she doesn't digest it as fast.
Okay.
You know? So cut back on the meat, you know, and add, like, you know, a little bit more, just, like, see what the vegetables, okay? Okay. So you're just giving her turkey?
She is getting a little bit of chicken, but the turkey seems to fit best. And the allergy list came back that she was allergic to everything but turkey, and chicken is iffy. It's not a number one. And she's even allergic to beef and pork.
What about, like, lamb?
That came back, too.
Okay. And salmon?
All those. They all came back, no. It's crazy. The list is crazy. It came back all red. I missed about, she's allergic to human beings.
You know what? I feel there's something like within her, like, does she have like maybe like a low-grade infection? Did they say something about like her white cells or something?
They've done blood work. They did. Everything looked okay. We're going for specialized.
I don't feel like it's a true allergy to all of that stuff, Lisa. I feel like there's something going on with her.
Okay.
And I don't feel like it's a true allergy to all of that. I really don't. But I feel like I said the protein itself, like she's getting too much meat, you know?
Okay. I'm only giving her a couple tables.
Yeah, try to cut down on the proportion of meat that you give her, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm just getting... Now, can she have, like, berries, like with the turkey? Can you give her, like, a little bit of blueberries?
When she'll eat them, she's very fussy to top it all off. She likes to
chew on it. How about a little bit of natural honey?
That's on our allergy list.
It's on the allergy list. Okay. Okay.
I just
feel like, because it's just like it feels like it builds up, and then that's the way she can get rid of it, because she's not getting rid of it the other way.
Oh, boy. Terrible. Am I going to be able to get her better at all? Or?
I think so. Is she going to be operated on for the hernia?
She is, and... to do the hysterectomy too.
Yeah. Okay.
They can't do that until she gets better from all of this, and they don't know what's wrong with her.
I just feel like I said she's not digesting the food properly. You know.
I'm giving her really good. It's very expensive enzymes with her food. I don't know what
about the, like, I know you said you were giving her a little bit of goat's milk.
She won't drink the goat's milk anymore, but she does like goat's milk. Answers goat's milk cheese, and she's having a little bit of that every night. And that's
okay.
Full of probiotics, plus she gets probiotics and prebiotics.
Right. Yeah, I just feel like I said, like, she just, there's something there, like she's not, you know, she's not able to digest it, you know. So she's not breaking down the food, you know, the way that she should. Does she chew enough when she's eating?
She doesn't chew. That's why I pure everything.
Okay, yeah, because I that's what I was getting. Okay. Okay. Just, you know, just hang in there. I do feel like it's going to get better, Lisa. Just hang in there and speak perfect health over her. And, you know, really say it, you know, and do not say anything. Like I said, don't say anything negative. Don't think anything negative. Okay?
Okay.
And you're giving her, like, really nutrient, you know, rich foods and everything. But I just feel like you said, that she's not digesting it properly. And it, you know, it builds up and then she throws up and then it's like a cycle, right?
Yeah, we can't. She can't live like this.
No, but just, like I said, cut down a little bit, like, on the meat and see how she does, hon, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, but please don't worry, okay?
Okay. You say
hang in
so
there,
much.
Hon, okay? Just please hang in there.
Is there anything good coming for me at all?
Well, you certainly are, you know, you deserve all the good. Okay, let's see. Lisa, I just feel like you, like I said, with you, you have so many beautiful divine, you know, divine gifts that you're not using. Okay, and that's what I was getting, okay, that you're not using your beautiful gifts. You are a healer. We know that. Okay, but Ginger's saying, girlfriend, you have to, you know, think about what it is that you're wanting, and you have the ability, you know, to do so many different things. And I just see, you know, she's showing me a star in the sky, and she's saying it's shining just for you, Lisa. That's your star, okay? So you've got to think, what is it that, you know, what is it that you want to do? Because you've got to trust, you know, these nudges that you're getting. And I feel like, you know, there's something coming and where you can make money and really feel good about yourself and really feel fulfilled, okay?
Okay.
So I feel like you've got to think about what it is that you want to do, hon, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And, you know, Ginger said, Mom, here's an I am affirmation for Lisa. I am receiving limitless gifts from the universe each day, okay?
Thank you.
And you truly deserve them, hon. You really do. You truly deserve the gifts. Okay, so she's saying, Lisa, before she turned you over to Barbara, she wants to give you a totem animal, and that would be the penguin, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And with the penguin is saying, Lisa, your period of darkness, you know, is over. You've endured enough hardship. Now are you ready for the good stuff, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, so hold on to that. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless, Lisa. Take care, hon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Lisa, it's time to do your need statements.
Okie dokie.
So just listen, and when I ask you to accept it, say yes. Okay, here we go. I need to be angry. I need to hang on to the anger about my own life. I need to be angry about the fact that my life doesn't work. I need to let go of all the anger. I need to be sick. I need to always be sick. I need to identify through my sickness. I need to accept that not only will I be sick, but my pets will be sick. I need to do the work of healing others before I heal myself. I need to have a pet who's willing to be sick so that I can heal them. I need to have problems with the pancreas. I need to have pets who have problems with the pancreas. We all need to focus on that wonderful pancreas and not allow it to work ever. I need to struggle. I need to suffer. I need to suffer so much. I need to suffer to make up for the wrong that I've done in past lives. I need to struggle to prove that I'm good enough. I need to have something wrong with me or my pet. I need to identify through that wrongness. I need to avoid accepting that everything is okay. I need to have problems. I need to have problems because I don't know who I'd be without them. I need to have problems so that it'll give me something to do. I need to have problems to show that I care. I need to let go of problems. I need to open up to trust in God. I need to trust that it's okay for me to be healthy. I need to trust that it's okay for my beautiful, beautiful babies to be healthy. I need to know that I deserve better. I need to allow myself to live better, to accept better. I need to accept my gifts and use them. I need to remove the restraints and conditions that I keep putting on my own life. I need to trust in my heart. I need to let go of what doesn't work. I need to allow myself to be 100% healthy. I need to allow my beloved baby to be 100% healthy. I need to enjoy life. I need to wake up in the morning looking forward to what's coming. I need to accept the unlimited love and abundance of God. I need to know that I deserve. I need to accept that I am more than I know. I need to be the blessing that I am. I need to let go. I need to let go of the past. I need to let go of the pain. I need to let go of the suffering. I need to let go of the struggling. I need to let go of the ugliness of life. I need to accept the truth of who I am. I need to be love. And if you are ready to allow these needs to be transformed, transmuted in whatever way is for your highest good, and simply say yes.
Yes, please. Thank you.
And take a nice deep breath. And it is done. How does that feel?
Why do you say all the negative things at the beginning? What's confusing to me?
Why do I say the negative things?
Yeah, and then go into the positive things. How is that working? Like, what does it mean?
Well, you're actually letting go of the energy around the negative and the positive. And anytime you have something positive, there's usually something negative attached to it, because that's what we have been taught to believe is supposed to be there.
Ah, perfect. Thank you.
Now, I'm just saying what I'm guided to say. I don't really pay attention to what I'm saying. I don't mean that in a, it's not important. I'm saying that in, I say what I'm supposed to say, and that's what I'm supposed to say.
I get that. I was just curious. I didn't quite understand how it was working.
Yeah. Sometimes they have me do all negatives, and sometimes they have me do all positives. But they both work, so it doesn't matter.
And Lisa, yes. You know what, I'm getting guided to go back and listen to what Barbara said and, you know, listen maybe a couple of times, but I'm also getting to play music, like when you're feeling the way you were when you first called in, and I'm getting especially stringed instruments would be very helpful for you, okay?
Thank you so much.
So go back and listen to, like I said, this episode, you know, and say the statements again, you know, whenever you need to say them. But also I'm getting like music, play music, stringed, those, you know, music that has stringed instruments is going to help you, okay?
Thank you so much.
To have the peace that you're needing and to really to help you to be more optimistic as well. So, and it might help Liliana as well, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much, girls. God bless you both.
God bless you, hon.
Thank you. Okay. We had a question in the chat room from Kay Oates, and the question is, I am wondering if you see a new career opportunity coming soon. My manager is mean, and my work circumstances are horrible. I just need a change that is for my greater good.
Okay, and who was it from, Barbara?
Kay Oates.
Okay. Okay, I got a big pause up from Ginger. She's saying yes. Expect, you know, something new is coming. It's on the horizon for her. And, you know, just stay positive. But I definitely, you know, I got something great is coming for Kay Oates. Is it a she?
Yes.
Okay, I felt it was a she. Yeah, and just feel and visualize and affirm, you know, whatever it is that you are wanting, the more that you could put into it. I'm Ginger saying, you know, stay grounded, because I feel like Kay Oates is walking around and her feet aren't always on the ground, if that makes sense. She needs to be a little bit more focused and grounded, Barbara. Okay? So, Kay Oates, just feel it like it's already here, because it's coming. It's very close. You know, whatever you feel in your heart, like, what is it that excites you? Because, you know, the more that you can really, you know, say what it is that you're wanting and, you know, write it down on paper, visualize it, the faster you're going to get there. And I'm getting, you know, Kay Oates is very creative as well and is not using the creativity that she has. And when she does, it's going to help with, you know, abundance as well. Okay, so she's not connecting with her creativity. She's not really being, like, you know, true and honest with herself about what she's wanting. You've got to think about it a little bit more. Visualize, affirm, you know, that you have that prosperity that you're wanting. And you're very intuitive and you're not listening to your intuition, but everything is coming. It's coming in your divine timing. Barbara?
Okay, she's saying wonderful, and I'm applying. Okay, what I'm getting for you, Kay, is, oh, she said, okay, I can do that. Again, it's some of those need statements. So what I'm hearing is, I need to think big. I need to allow my life to become so much more than it is. I need to open up to the beauty and grandeur of life. I need to stop giving my power away to petty people. I need to stop judging other people and their behaviors. I need to see what's important to me. I need to live my life for myself. I need to be the one who makes my choices. I need to accept that I am loved always. I need to know that it's possible to move forward. I need to let go of the past and the problems and the frustrations. I need to move out of the old energy. I need to create something better. I need to see my life changing. I need to love myself. I need to love myself. I need to love myself. So if you are ready to have these needs transformed, transmuted in whatever ways for your highest good, simply say yes. And take a nice deep breath. And I can feel your energy changing, so that's wonderful. Focus on what it is you truly desire and give yourself permission to attain it. And don't say, I've got to put it off until, or, in divine timing or any of those other phrases that people use to discount their lives. Start accepting that your life is yours. You are creating it, and it is changing. Your energy just feels so much more open and beautiful. So let us know how it goes. Okay, and we have a caller from area code 914, and in 4 minutes and 35 seconds, we will no longer be coming across to the people in the chat room, but we will continue until we've answered everybody's questions. So I think Blog Talk will let us go on for a little while after our time is up. If we suddenly disappear, don't take it personally. That's Blog Talk. Okay. Area code 914.
Hi, ladies. It's Mary.
Hello, Mary.
Hi, Barbara. Hi, Dizzy. What a great
show.
Hi,
how are you?
It's been such a great show. Thank you. Thank you for answering me. I was like, okay, I'm going to be the last caller. I could feel it.
My goodness. I was just looking at your beautiful pictures of the moon.
Yes. I was out there when you guys just started the show, so I went out there and I was like, okay, I got to rush back just in case it picked my phone.
Well, I ran
out
and I was on the phone. I put the phone on mute and I was running outside.
Oh, it's so beautiful, your pictures.
Thank you. Well, I threw this phone on top of my pickup truck and I was trying to take pictures of the moon. You know, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. So thank God, Barbara, you keep talking, because sometimes I put the phone down, I don't know where you are. I'm going, talk, Barbara, talk.
Barbara was like, I guess CC, we've lost CC. Maybe that's when you were taking a picture.
Yeah, I ran outside. I was up. I could hear talking, so I knew it was okay.
Yeah.
That is too funny.
Thank
you
for picking up my call. Oh, my gosh, it's so great to connect with you both.
You know what? Ginger's handing me. I have one idea. I got it, like, last year, a Herkimer diamond. Do you have Herkimer diamonds?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, take them out and start using them, because it's going to help you to be the unique, amazing woman that you are, okay? And if there's anything going on in your life, you know, these beautiful Herkimer diamonds, they help as well, okay?
Okay.
And it also helps you to connect with your intuition and really, you know, to, I feel like, enhance your creativity, you know, and bring that out. So Ginger's saying, tell her, you know, get out the Herkimer diamonds, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay, so what is it that, is there anything on your mind tonight, Mary?
No, I just wanted to see what messages were coming through. Well, the only question I had was that the other night I was sleeping and I heard like a radio frequency. You know, like when a radio, you're changing.
Yeah,
the channel.
I hear that all the time. I think it's just, you know, that's when like messages are coming through, you know?
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah,
that's what
and
I thought.
Okay. When you're sleeping, like when you're sleeping and things, like if you hear it while you're sleeping, when you wake up, you'll remember exactly what it is that you need to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, sometimes I think when I hear it, I'm so like focused on doing like so many things. It's like, hey, you gotta cool it and, you know, listen to the messages. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That's the same night that I did see white light coming in the room as well. So.
Okay, beautiful. Ginger's saying, I got to tell Mary. Mary, you're entering into a very prosperous time.
Ooh.
Okay, start being grateful now. And she's saying you always have an attitude of gratitude, and it's just going to keep attracting more and more. Okay. And she's saying, you know, the sun is shining down on Mary. There's going to be new opportunities opening up for you. Okay, I don't know if you're looking for, like, a new position or anything, but she's saying, you know, there's things that are opening up, you know. And whether they tell you or not, she's saying others appreciate what you do, Mary, you know.
Yeah.
That you are truly amazing. Okay. The other thing, let's see, what is she showing me? Okay. Do you do any kind of walking meditations?
Yes. I actually walk.
Okay, because
on the
she's saying they're
going to
be really
time.
Beneficial
mm-hmm.
at this time. Okay. She's saying that, you know, the walking meditation. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you walking really slow when you're doing this?
Yeah. Am I supposed to go fast?
A little faster.
Okay.
And then slow down a little
yeah,
bit, then go a little
normally
faster.
Normally I'm listening to it and I'm just like walking slow.
Well, she's saying
okay.
That's okay. But, you know, as you're listening to it, are you also looking to see what's going on around you?
Oh, yeah. And I'm
snapping. Are you looking,
pictures.
Are you smelling, you know? Smelling,
yeah.
You know, Ginger saying, you know, smell things too, Mary, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, and she has an I am affirmation for you. I am confident in all that I do each day. Okay, so that would be her affirmation. Okay, are you planning to go on a vacation?
I wanted to for my 50th, but I haven't planned anything.
Okay, because I do feel like you're going to have an opportunity to do something like that. And it's really going to help to, like, you sort of need it, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty. And I'm getting, like, maybe even, like, where you go, there might be something that you could learn while you're there. It could be really interesting as well.
Yeah.
So Ginger is saying just, you know, be prepared. I do feel like you're going to have an opportunity to go on vacation, so just be prepared. It sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else is showing me here? Let's see. She's just saying, Mary, don't be afraid to follow your dream, okay?
Okay.
I feel like you have a lot of responsibility right now. Is it work, maybe responsibility? And
yeah, and the courses, the course I'm taking.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm getting, let's see. You know, so are you trying to do too much? Because it's sort of, she's showing me like a plate, but, you know, like too much on it. You know what I'm saying? Like the food's falling off the plate. She's saying, in that respect, maybe slow down a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Maybe I'm just cramming up, like, work, course, and gym.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, you know?
Yeah.
You have a lot going on. So she's saying, you know, if you have an opportunity, just, you know, slow down a little bit. It's too much. And make sure that you ground yourself, okay? Because I see you connecting, you know, you love to connect with Mother Mary and Jesus and things.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're... Part of the day you're so busy is what she's showing me that you're not, you know, fully being able to connect, you know, especially Mother Mary, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Because you're doing things, but you're not as present as you could be because you have so much going on.
Yeah.
Okay. And she's saying, don't be afraid. Like, you're trying to almost, like, force things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you've just got to, you know, enjoy the journey and, you know, take your time. Give yourself permission just to relax a little bit, to take your time. And I feel like, I don't know, like my shoulders feel a little bit heavy as I'm talking to you, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
are you having like any digestive issues at all?
No, it's been okay.
Okay, because I just feel like, you know, you're really like, you know, you're doing quite a bit and you've got to watch that you don't start getting some, you know, issues, you know, with the physical body because of everything that you're doing.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, so be careful with that. I'm going to turn it over to Barbara before we get disconnected,
okay.
Mary. God bless, hon.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
Okay, Mary, I'm getting some need statements for you, too.
Okay.
Okay, so listen and feel and say yes when I ask you to say yes, but only say yes if you actually mean it. Okay, here we go. I need to do it all. I need to take on the weight of the world. I need to prove that I can do it. I need to prove it for other people. I need to be an example of how much you can accomplish. I need to do the right thing in the right moment. I need to always do the right thing in the right moment. I need to make sure that I'm always doing the right thing. I need to show the world that I have value. I need to show God that I have value. I need to prove myself. I need to let go of all of that. I need to accept that I am loved no matter what I do or don't do. I need to allow God and all of my team to assist me in my life. I need to create a life that actually works for me. I need to make me the most important person in my life. I need to have my life flow with grace and ease. I need to know that God will always help me create whatever I desire. I need to trust that it's okay. I need to trust. I need to trust that it's okay for me to create. I need to trust that it's okay for me to love. I need to accept love. I need to accept all of the beautiful divine love that is being given to me in every moment. I need to just breathe and accept the love. I need to be okay with who I am and who I'm becoming. I need to let myself let go. I need to know that I am always doing what is for my highest good. I need to know that I am always creating what is for my highest good. I need to accept that I know enough. I need to love and accept myself exactly as I am. I need to let go. And if you are ready to have these needs transformed and transmuted in whatever way is for your highest good, then say yes. And take a nice deep breath.
Oh, thank you. I feel so much better. Even my shoulders feel like plop now.
I think there was too much on my shoulders.
Yeah,
you
were.
DC felt it. Yeah.
Yep.
They tell me that you are the kind of person that takes on everything.
Yes, yes. Trying to learn. I'm learning how to transmute, like, you know, all that and say no when I need to say no.
And don't forget,
say
Mary,
no more.
And you're a soul and you're in a human vessel. You've got to, you know, you've got to get that vessel sometime too, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're running, like, you're doing quite a bit, you know. God bless you. That's a lot.
Yeah. Well, yesterday I stayed home. I went to kickbox, and then I came home and relaxed and took myself to dinner. And then today I just went to the pool and did nothing. I went to Mass. I'm sorry. I went to Mass, and then I came back and went to the pool. So I didn't
nice.
Do anything for 2 days.
Yeah,
you
need
know,
it. You need to
Mass. Yeah, I needed to do that. I said no to a couple of people. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
I need to think of me.
Time for you, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
But Ginger is saying, you know, you're starting to really choose right. You're making these, you know, good decisions. So just keep doing that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I did feel like a weight lifted off your shoulders.
I feel so good right now. Thank you both.
Yeah,
and I'll start using my Herkimer diamond. I stopped using it because I didn't think it was charged enough. But tonight, you know, tomorrow I can charge it with the full moon as well. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
So thank you. Thank you so much. This was such a great show, too. You guys are wonderful. I'm so glad you guys are back.
Thank you.
Okay. God bless. Thank you.
God bless.
Okay.
Okay, and we have one more caller from area code 914. Hi, who's this?
Hi, beautiful angels. It's Pat. How are you? Welcome back. So good to hear you all.
Hello, Kat.
Hi, Kat.
What's going on, hon?
I was just wondering, for work, as always, if you see Sebastian or George working with me on projects.
Okay. The first thing George was saying is, Kat, you've got to be positive. It was like almost a scary question, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
What was the first one's name?
Sebastian or George?
Sebastian, okay. Sebastian, I didn't get like a complete yes, but I did get that Sebastian is trustworthy, reliable, you know, very enthusiastic. And what was the other one's name?
George.
Okay, George, okay. Okay, I did get like a thumbs up with George, but the two of them, you know, they could work out, okay? I am getting, Kat, you've got to, you know, believe in yourself a little bit more, too, because I feel like there's going to be money and prosperity coming your way because of your creativity.
Wow.
Okay, so you've got to put a little bit more faith in yourself, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, because I feel like you have, like, negative thoughts and everything, and I do feel like things might open up for you, like, all of a sudden, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm getting, you know, sort of making a list of maybe things that you don't want in a person, like what kind of qualities or things or what you don't want, because I feel like there's a lot of opportunities coming your way, and you've got to stay a little bit more positive, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like, you know, I feel like you don't feel like you have the ability, but you really do have the ability. You are in charge. You have, you know, you have everything that it takes to do this project, Kat. And
thank
you've got
you.
Amazing, you know, spiritual gifts as well.
Aww.
And interesting, do not be afraid, Kat, because no matter the challenge, you can do this.
Woo-hoo.
So don't be afraid. Yeah, don't be afraid, my goodness. You know?
Thank you. Thank
okay.
You. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. And I do feel like, you know, your dad has been around you. I don't know if you've felt his presence, but he's been around you.
Yes, yes, yes. We just went to go visit him today. Yes.
Okay, well, I just see, like, you sitting with your mom, and you're both having something to drink, and he's saying, you know, like, make a toast to him as well, okay?
I just did. Wow, do you see? That's amazing. Yes, I just
did.
Oh,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, I'm going to turn you over really fast to Barbara Hunsel before we get disconnected so that you can connect with her, all right?
Thank you. Love you so
You're
much.
You're welcome,
Thank
honey.
You.
God bless.
God bless you too, sweetheart. Thank you.
Okay, Kat, time for your need statements. So
Thank
just
you.
Listen and allow the energy to flow. Okay, here we go. I need to stop diminishing myself. I need to accept my power. I need to accept that it's okay for a woman to be powerful. I need to let go of the idea that I need to be the meek little quiet one. I need to allow my creative juices to flow. I need to create what is right for me. I need to stop giving my power away. I need to stop assuming that people don't actually want to work with me or don't really trust me. I need to let go of not trusting myself. I need to accept exactly who I am. Even if I never change, I am good enough. I need to live the life of a woman who is good enough. I need to let myself be who I really am. I need to let people see who I really am. I need to speak up. I need to be present in my own life. I need to let go of all the things I've been taught about who I'm supposed to be. I need to take back my power from all the people that I've given it to. I need to stop worrying about finding the right person to work with. I need to start creating that I always find the right person to work with. I need to allow the abundance of the universe to come into my life. I need to accept that I deserve abundance. I need to accept that I deserve success. I need to accept that people benefit from what I do, from what I say, from who I am being. I need to accept that I am good enough and that no one can ever take that away from me. I need to accept my own life, my own gifts, my own powers. I need to accept the love and support that is given to me by God, my team, my friends, my associates. I need to allow myself to be seen as the wonderful, capable, powerful, amazing, creative woman that I am. I need to let go of everybody else's expectations of me. I need to be who I truly am. And if you are ready to have these needs transmuted, transformed in whatever ways for your highest good, then say yes.
Yeah.
And take a nice deep breath. How do you feel?
Even my shoulders, like, just, like, relax and we're able to breathe. Yeah.
Wonderful. Wow.
Beautiful. And Kat, Ginger didn't give you your I am statement, and here is yours. I am utilizing inspired action each day to obtain my heart's desires.
Wow, I love that. Oh, thank you, Ginger. Wow.
Well, we're so happy that you called in, Kat.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm so happy to hear both of your lovely voices again. And, yes,
oh,
I'm just,
thank you.
God bless you so much. Both of you are just so, such special angels. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Kat.
Thank you, Kat.
Thank you. Love you both so much. Thank you.
Oh, we love you too, hon.
Yes, we
thank
do.
You.
Okay. That is it. We have dealt with everyone who stuck around and
It was absolutely amazing.
Yes, it was.
Okay, absolutely amazing.
We may have to do this again next week.
We just may. I enjoyed it thoroughly, and it was so nice to connect with everyone.
Yes, it was.
Well, thank you, Barbara. It was a beautiful night, and the time just flew. My goodness.
Yes, it did. Okay. Well, we will be back next week, and I don't know about any of the other shows. We we will see what develops.
Yeah, we're going to take it slow, you know. And Ginger's saying, Barbara, answer the door in case opportunity is knocking.
Okay.
Good night, everyone. Good night, Barbara.
Good night.